Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of our podcast. I have the extremely talented entrepreneur, business leader, and SEO expert, Amber, here with me today from Southern Utah to talk a little bit about her background and her expertise and wisdom in the world of SEO and all things entrepreneurship. So super excited to have you on the show, Amber. I can't wait to learn more about you.
Hi, Madison. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to chat with you and hopefully share some valuable information and kind of, I don't know, spread some SEO magic out there into the world, because it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it really is. Well, I'd love if you could just tell us a little bit about your background and what you do and your wealth of knowledge, and then we'll get started with some questions.
Okay. So gosh, way back 1997, I'm taking it way back. I worked at an aerospace company and I shared an office with a very techie guy who was building the website. And at that point it was like, what is the internet? Everything was so brand new. I became incredibly interested in the internet, how that works and what's a website, how do you build it? What do you do? And so at that moment I was just entering community college and I started taking some courses, and fast forward years later, I started an agency in 2005. And I have been solely focused on serving small to medium businesses for a very, very long time. And we started out doing, you know, graphic design and social media and websites. And over the years, things have changed a lot. I think with the change up in 2020 for a lot of businesses, I saw people overnight go from their brick and mortar store being filled with customers every day to completely just door shut.
Yeah.
So I took a big change in that at that point, and I jumped online and was like, hey, if anybody has a product or service that they've always, you know, sold in person, reach out to me. I want to help you get that online, monetize it, turn it into a course, whatever you got to do. And that like changed everything for my business. Wow. We went from offering all the marketing things to custom developed web design, including membership sites, course sites, community-based sites, and SEO. Mm-hmm. Fast forward today, I feel like every level of client that comes to me is like, how do I get better at SEO? What can I do on my own to change SEO? So I've sort of gone through a rebrand of myself, and my site, ambergatz.com, is solely focused on helping every level of entrepreneur or even small business that wants to level up their understanding of maybe how to get in and make changes on their own website, build a quality website that'll actually be found in the search engines, and do a little bit of SEO themselves as much as they can, because it's really, really expensive and that kind of stuff eats away at your budget. And I thought, you know what? There's such a need for that.
For sure. For our audience who is not familiar with SEO, would you mind giving a brief explanation of what that is and why it's important?
Yes. So SEO is search engine optimization. So anytime you go online and you're thinking, gosh, I want to buy some new running shoes. You know, you type in running shoes for women, whatever. The search that populates in front of you, beyond the sponsored ones, because those are paid, those are all being driven by a search engine optimized website. There is a developer or there is a point person at that brand that is actively working on the SEO, making sure that everything's optimized, all the code is as clean as it can be, the content is good, and they know what keywords they're going after. So I hope I tried to not get into the weeds too much because I tend
to. No, that's super helpful. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So what would be the benefit to hiring someone to help with their SEO versus just trying to do it entirely on themselves? Or in your case, now that you're rebranding, purchasing a course or signing up for a mentorship and learning from you versus just trying to figure it all out on your own?
So the biggest thing, if you have the budget to hire an SEO company and you don't want to take on that workload, that's amazing. For a lot of people, that's really, really hard. I mean, a great SEO firm is going to charge you anywhere from $1,500 to upwards of $5,000 a month. And it just depends on the industry you're in, the niche you're in. Every niche is a little different. Where the competition lies is very, very unique.
Yeah.
So my whole plan is with the courses that I'm rolling out and the community that I want to build is there's so much of this work you can do on your own that you can handle a lot of the content stuff on your own. No one knows your brand better than you, right? Yeah. And how to talk about it. And if I can just help people understand the fundamentals of how they need to put that content together to rank, that's like half the battle. There's a whole other side to things that is the technical stuff, the things that you might need to hire a developer for. But it's even if you decide to hire a developer to make those technical fixes, A, you have the knowledge to know exactly what you need from them. So you don't feel like you're going into it going, okay, sure, Mr. SEO guy, I don't know if that's what I need. Like you just have like a better confidence of like, I know my site is good. I know my content's great. I know how to look at my content scoring and say like, hey, this is doing pretty well. And you just don't feel so, I don't want to say taken advantage of because that does happen. But it's the thing I hear the most that makes me sad is people going, I get overwhelmed. I don't even know what's going on my website. I don't understand it. I don't look at the traffic. And like, that's a sad place to be. That's like looking at your bank statement going, I don't understand. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I hope to empower people to feel really, really confident when they're talking about their website and what they know it's missing and what they know it needs and just make better informed decisions on where to spend their money.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to have to connect with you offline when you get the courses launched because I have not even touched SEO on my website. And yeah, I would love to venture into that, but I can't wait till I get to the point where I can hire a big firm or just teach myself. I'd love to learn how to do that independently.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really empowering too, like knowing that side of things, knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, it's the best. And I see a lot of scammers. We all get the scam phone calls and the scam emails and
always
in every industry they're there. And I laugh at the SEO stuff with the stuff they'll send out to clients and they forward it to me and we'll laugh about it or turn it into a meme or it's like, we're going to get you at the top one of Google. I'm like, no, you're not. If anyone could like promise that and deliver on it, they'd be a billionaire. Like you can't, it takes work. It's not some overnight. Yeah. So if it sounds like it's too good to be true, it is.
Yeah. Never give out your credit card information to something like that.
Yeah. Or click the links. Gosh, the links anymore. It's like,
Oh, yeah. Well, from just the few minutes we've been chatting, I can tell that you're very, very passionate about what you do. And you're also very selfless. And I really admire that about you. But I need to know, how are you staying inspired to continue serving your clients if you deal with burnout? Because I know that's inevitable. And I know it happens to all of us.
It does. Yes. And trust me, I have moments of burnout. My go-tos to avoid that are daily walks. Oh my gosh. If I'm feeling too much pressure and all the notifications are going off, I say, okay, that's it. And I put on a podcast or a playlist and I just go for a walk. Like that's my like daily thing to keep it under control. I think in any type of business you're in, finding ways to delegate the monotonous tasks that you don't need to do as the business owner is gold. I find myself delegating more and more every single week. Mm-hmm. Unless it's something that comes back to the quality of what we offer at my agency or, you know, the communication too. Like it's so funny. I know a lot of people who have a VA that handles all their emails. I can't go there yet. Like I'm not. And I think that's just me with my personal brand. I really want people to know and be confident that they're working with me.
Yes. But well, and it's different because it's you and your brand. It would, you know, if it was just a big corporate company and nobody knew who Amber was or who the face of the company was, you could pass those tasks off. But it's also totally okay to not want to give over full control either. I don't.
Yeah.
I think about that sometimes, how helpful it would be to have a virtual assistant, but I need people to know they're talking to me, and I need it to be my tone of voice and coming from me. And maybe one day I'll set my ego aside, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no. And I never want people to feel like they're not important, no matter what service they book with me or how, you know, I have clients who they only need me twice a year. They reach out and it's like, hey, how's it going? What's going on? Like, I really want to stay connected with people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that actually helps me through burnout is when someone reaches out to me, even if it's on social media, and is like, oh my gosh, I love seeing what you've been doing lately. Hope all is great. Like, that kind of like fills me back up.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, cool. Cause you know, sometimes you feel like you're just like throwing stuff out there and is anyone listening?
Yeah.
You know, does anyone care?
like what's that saying? Like throwing pasta at the wall and see what sticks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so true. I've been venturing out with posting more vulnerably on LinkedIn.
Amazing.
Just to do it. To work on my own self ego. Right. And yeah. I don't know why I'm not afraid of Instagram. I'm not afraid of TikTok. I don't even bother with Facebook because I don't know.
I hear you on that.
But like LinkedIn, I don't know what it is. I'm like intimidated by the people, or everyone's so, you know, oh, I'm this and this and that. Like, I don't know. It's just so serious. So it's been really fun because I will throw something up. It's almost like a meme fill. And I'm over here laughing. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It bombs. Nobody cares. Crickets. My mom likes it. And like, you know, like, just like, cool. So yeah. it's really funny, but I think it's humbling too at the same time, because you have to put yourself out there and you got to see what resonates with people, and yep, it'll bring you the right people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, moving in a little bit of a different direction, when I was doing my research and preparing for this interview, I know you talked about the power of manifestation and how important that is in your everyday life. How has this shaped your journey and your career?
Okay, so I'm a little bit of a woo-woo geek, and you know.
Oh, I'm a woo-woo geek too. It's okay. We can talk about it.
And I walk this fine line of like, can I bring that into my message online, or will people be like, oh, she's weird? But
I say go for it. If anything, maybe this is just me, but I feel like that would make me trust you more. I'd be like, oh,
okay,
she's a little woo-woo. I want her to do the SEO for my website.
Yeah. Well, I'm constantly doing something in regards to like self-help. Like, that's a big area for me, is like, yeah, working on, you know, the feelings that I'm storing in my body, and like, what are the patterns that I'm running that aren't helping me anymore? And yeah, I think we all do it. And I'm trying really hard to be really aware of that stuff. I'm a single mom. And when that happened in my life, where I became a single mom, I felt like nobody would probably want to hire me. It's going to be really hard for me to get clients. Like, I went through that like lack of value. Yeah. And turning to manifestation really kind of changed that for me and helped me see that, you know, it's not some magical thing. It's literally like thinking and believing what you're thinking and moving, yep, into that space every single day. And now I feel very different about how I value myself, but I do silly little exercises at the beginning of every year where I kind of either visually or I journal and will very clearly line out who is missing from my client bucket. Like, what kind of client, whether it's the individual or the brand, have I never worked with yet? Or who do I think would be fun to work with? Or who do I think I would just do an incredible job working with them for whatever reason. So, and it's funny because I've done that the past 3 years, and every single time I get that client,
yep,
like immediately, it's the weirdest thing. And beyond that, like I take a really close look at who is aligned similarly in my networking time. Like, yeah, networking is such a necessary evil. I say that because you have to commit to going to a thing and staying there for how many hours. And sometimes you walk out and you're like, that wasn't worth it. And so I do my homework and make sure that I feel that maybe my ideal client is also networking at these types of places, or we're in that same kind of mind space, or yeah, I don't know. And I run into it a lot here. We got a lot of woo-woo people running around Southern Utah. So it's kind of great.
Maybe I'll have to end up out there. But we don't have much of that in Dallas.
Oh, Dallas is great though. Gosh, I've been there a few times.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, I think that's so awesome that you do that at the beginning of each year. And for people listening at home, I think sometimes like manifestation gets this like preconceived notion that it's like this very like spiritual thing with like, you know, candles and crystals and a ritual. And it doesn't have to be. It can literally just be me speaking things into existence that I know I'm going to accomplish. We talked about this on an episode on Monday, not using the phrase aspiring when referring to ourselves in our career. So not saying I'm an aspiring photographer, I'm an aspiring podcast, I'm an aspiring business owner. I just say I am a photographer. I am a podcast host. I am a business owner. I am an entrepreneur. And speaking that into existence, a little background on me. I'm a concert and live music photographer, and that is my passion outside of the work I do for Voyage, which is amazing. And that industry was so intimidating. And I was like, I literally have photographed like three shows, like little open mic nights. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to say I'm an aspiring music photographer. I'm just going to say, hi, I'm Madison and I'm a concert photographer. And the opportunities that came when I spoke that into existence over my life, people are attracted to that confidence. They see that and they are drawn to that. So absolutely. I could talk about manifestation all day.
I know. Me too. Me too.
We'll have to connect afterwards and we can like, you know, talk the woo-woo stuff.
I would love that.
Anyway, so tell me a little bit more about work-life balance for you with being a single mom and running an agency and your own brand and still practicing self-care. How do you do it all?
I schedule everything like to the most annoying entity. I literally just walked in the door from getting adjusted for my chiropractor, who is an energy healer / chiropractor. He's magic guy. but I just schedule it in. I schedule it in and it's a non-negotiable at the beginning of every week. I have this super cheesy like dashboard and I write all my, like, these are my top focal points and my wellness and just my overall well-being is definitely one of always my top priorities. I make sure to drink enough water every day and get all the good food in. It's so important. What else? Yeah. I mean, beyond scheduling it in, it's just a pattern. You know, I have my morning routine. I do my meditation. I jump on the trampoline every day to get my body flowing. Like, you got it. You have to. And you just, we sit so much of our lives, you know, and I'm like, I got to keep moving. So yeah, I don't know if I answered that question, but
no, that was great. And my biggest takeaway is I need to buy a trampoline.
It's so good for the lymphatic system. It's so good just to get your energies flowing. Like, it's, yeah, I can't say enough good things about it.
Noted. I don't think my apartment has room for that.
You can have a little one.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, you just need to bounce.
You know those desks that have the walking pads?
Yes.
Maybe I could get a desk that has a walking pad that also swaps out into a trampoline. You know, I'm going to, when the sound
that's amazing
to this, they're going to be like, Madison, that is not in the budget.
You're not getting that desk.
I can't give you a trampoline desk. Anyways, well, my last question before we wrap up for today, I would love to know what you have in store for 2024. What's on the horizon for you?
Okay, so my coaching website, ambergetz.com, is live. Right now, we have one course available, and it's to build your own business website. It's called BYOBW, because I have to be a little bit funny in there. That's just me.
I love that.
but I, on the horizon beyond that, I have an SEO course coming out where I'm going to, in very simple terms, break down how to just kind of plan out an SEO strategy and how to start writing your own SEO content and save money on your overall budget there. And I am rolling out a community feature on the site as well, where people can connect and engage with one another, share tips, you know, and maybe, who knows, maybe build relationships offline. And then additionally, I try to constantly look for feedback in social media and in my email marketing campaigns and see, like, what are people facing and, you know, how is the information coming in for them that they can't digest? Because for me, when I get on and I start talking on TikTok about SEO, people are like, what is it? Like, what? You know, so I'm hoping to become a better listener through all of this journey, because I feel like I talk and it just kind of goes over people's heads sometimes. So That's the big change for me in 2024.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Amber. I am so excited to see all that you accomplished this year, and it's going to be great.
Same with you. I want to see your concert photos.
Oh, we'll connect. I'll get your Instagram and your TikTok.